This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Community Cafe. It's a concept catching on all across the country. Open a restaurant, serve good food, let the patrons choose their portions, and let them price the portions themselves. The goal? To eliminate hunger, eliminate food waste, and create food security. Denise Serretta launched the Community Cafe 10 years ago with her One World Cafe in Salt Lake City. From that start, she's gone on to found a nonprofit called One World Everybody Eats. And that nonprofit has guided some three dozen community cafes across the country, including some in Michigan, with more in the planning stages. Denise Serretta joins us now from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome to Stateside, Denise.
Thank you.
Take us back to that first cafe in Salt Lake City. How did it come about?
Well, it was really a Field of Dreams experience. I was an acupuncturist. I closed my clinic, and I went into a cafe that I had started, and I start cooking and serving, and a couple months into it, I just really had this Field of Dreams moment where I sort of heard with my spiritual ears, go to donation, let people price their own food. And I think for once in my life, I didn't talk myself out of it. I just, the next person that walked through the door, I did it.
And what did that person think when you said, pay what you think you can?
You know, I think there was this gigantic pause, and they just looked at me, and and they were like, okay. I'm like, I'm not pricing anymore.
And one would think, based on the idea of keeping a business afloat, that it would have been hard to keep the business afloat, was it?
Well, it was a new business, and you have to factor in that I really didn't have any restaurant experience. So, but with all that said, it worked. I think people, the community of Salt Lake, rose to the occasion. They thought it was a little bit strange, but let's see where this goes. And it just really caught on, and people got it.
And from that, you've gone on to found the nonprofit called One World Everybody Eats. How is it that your hope that the community cafe movement will impact the problems of food insecurity and food waste?
I think I really realized at the end of the day what is really happening is communities being built. And I think when we open our hearts and we realize that it's humanity at its finest, it changes lives. And with that said, we're serving wonderful food. We're ending food waste. Everyone can eat good local organic food if they want to, regardless of their means. Mm-hmm. And that's very important.
And that has to feel real, real good for those who do that. And people also volunteer in order to kind of pay for their meals as well?
They do, and people also volunteer because they love the concept. Mm. So, again, there's that anonymity. You don't know who's volunteering, who earned a meal, who overpaid for a meal. Everybody is just eating together.
Your foundation, One World Everybody Eats, guides those who want to open a community cafe. There's support and consultation and business models. What does it take to run a successful community cafe?
Well, I think initially it takes an inspired visionary in the community to get something started. It just takes an involved community. It can happen in so many ways. Someone could have the funds and open the cafe. Other cafes have started more grassroots with fundraisers and have taken, you know, a couple of years to get the funds. But it has to start with that.
Denise Serretta, founder of One World Everybody Eats, and you can learn lots more about community cafes on their website, and that includes locations and cafes that are in the planning stage. We have many of those in Michigan, and even recipes. You can go to OneWorldEverybodyEatsFoundation.org. And Denise joined us today from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you.